Welcome to episode 1. I'm Oni.
I'm Putain.
I am Pikachu.
GGWP is a podcast where three average gamers review games. Not just any type of game. We try to introduce you to the one that will benefit you, that has deep meaning behind it. And in this season, we're doing the best games that have been released in the past decade. So buckle up and... Today, I, Oni, will be your host. So before making this, I thought to myself, what's the best game to start off the podcast strong? It has to be something easy to play and user-friendly. You should be able to choose difficulties. It should have a familiar yet refreshing gameplay every time you start over. You should find a lot of replaying value. It shouldn't have high requirements on computer components. The game should be blocky and has a lot of squares. If you might have already caught my hint, this episode will be in fact about Minesweeper. Minesweeper. Okay, I'm kidding, yes. It's Minecraft. For those of you that don't know what Minecraft is, it is a reality simulating sandbox game that has simple graphics and whatever your creativity offers. For more details, you can check out our website on blog post titled Minecraft Later, and you'll see a longer explanation. But anyways, that's it for the context. Good luck, have fun. Well guys, welcome to our Minecraft episode. So, as you may have known that this game has been released for quite a while, 10 years, a whole decade, right? So let's start off by chatting about our first contact with this game. I myself bought this game around 3 years ago, but actually it wasn't until last year that I started to explore what this game has to offer me. I got around with some friends, we rented servers, went on to big multiplayer mini-game servers. It was overall just a great experience. What about you guys?
Actually, I started my Minecraft career for like 6 or 7 years. At first, I was just playing the Pocket Edition just because like my friends and my classmates, they were playing it, so I feel like, hey, although the graphics are pretty pixelated, but it looks pretty cool. So I started to play this game, and actually, I learned a lot from the game. And I'm still playing it nowadays, although the graphics are not that realistic, but it still brought me a lot of fun for like 6 or 7 years.
So I started playing the Pocket Edition like you, Quentin. So it was my friend influenced me to join the game because I have a bunch of friends, and then when they start switching the game from Monster Strike to Minecraft, and then I would like to join their league, so I would have to download the Pocket Edition to play with them. And then while playing it, I found it really fun, and then we build stuff together, and then we join servers, and then we have some match together. That's basically a really fun game to me.
Okay, so Minecraft is a game that we can all relate to because we all had experience with it, right? But yes, you might have already know there are a few ways or a few game modes to play the game, right? There's survival mode and creative mode, and then there are servers, mod packs, and command box, right? Where you can really just change the game and play the way you want. But mainly it's separated on single player and multiplayer. Single player being that you just collect resource and beat the final boss, and then multiplayer is just maybe you play with your friends, build something, and just really have fun around, right? So like, what is your favorite way to play the game?
For me, I have been playing single player for most of the time because I simply don't have any friends to play with on multiplayer servers. Because for me, I choose single player because I'm a person who really loves just casually building and or enjoying like the landscapes and things like that. I'm not that kind of competitive kind of person, so I would say that I would simply just choose single player. But if I have friends to play with, I would definitely choose multiplayer.
I often play single player too because I feel like it is a little bit hard for me to gather all my friends to play together sometime, because you know we live far from each other and we do not actually have that much time together place to play. Plus sometimes I would just download some mods and then I would just rebuild the city and then to basically to introduce my creativity-ness to make the city more beautiful and make it has more construction basically something like that.
I agree with you. So basically, I'm pretty sure that if you want to start a server by yourself, you have to rent a Minecraft Realm server for a specific amount of money. But for me, I'm not that kind of like hardcore player, so I won't spend that much of time on Minecraft. So I feel like, because most of those public servers are hosted by those certain organizations, I feel like although those are like so fun with so many mini games, but I'm still like more of a like person who prefer that kind of like small server with close friends. But because you know about this monetary issue, so I feel like I will only play like LAN games, but not spending money and create a realm.
Yeah, certainly. But for the viewers out there who want to rent a multiplayer server themselves, I believe the cheapest plan is $3 a month, and in that time period, you can hop onto the server whenever you want. But for those of you that don't want to pay for this multiplayer function, you can always go out and search for the free sites where you host with your own computer. But then it also requires an above average quality of PC or it's going to crash you and lag. Yeah, but with that aside, I of course prefer multiplayer mode myself because, as I said before, I have rented servers, played it with friends, but I don't really rent them every month. And so in the meantime, I hop onto the big servers like Mineplex or Hypixel. And I also participate in something called a guild in Minecraft. There are like 200 members, and then we just play with whoever's online and meet a lot of new people. Okay, so we each have our own preferences. Some of us enjoy single player, some of us like multiplayer. Even though there are so many things that you can do in Minecraft, it still revolves, as its name suggests, around mining and crafting, right? So, what is your favorite thing to do in Minecraft?
Somebody prefers like surviving the nights, while others are like more casual players. So I'm the kind of like casual players who simply just dig tunnels, build railways, and build a city. It's basically just, you know, it's like playing SimCity but in Minecraft. Yeah.
My favorite thing would be going into mine holes. So like I would have to search for diamonds, gold, and to make pickaxe or swords to kill some zombies. And yeah, I definitely would agree pretty in that I would sometimes build cities or railways, like infrastructure so that to make a beautiful city. And when as you said, like it is a simple thing to do, but sometimes it's very fun, and you will have you will feel meaningful after building it.
Yeah, definitely. Minecraft is Minecraft because it's mine and craft. Well, that's actually a pretty interesting question, eh? I would say that I would probably just change the game mode from creative to survival, and actually climbing up the mountain to the watchtower that I have built, and just, you know, observing the landscape and watch the sunset. And I think that's it, you know. Although it's pixelated, but I mean, it's still beautiful, right?
Yeah, I agree to that because, well, if you just look back to what you've built when you were young and like a year ago, all that memory will just rush back to your head, and then it just feels real nice, good old nostalgia.
I would turn to creative mode, and then I would just fly to see if I can reach the sun, because I think if I can maybe look at my city that I had built, maybe it would be from a higher place, maybe it would be very spectacular.
Yeah, and you guys know what Shader is, right? It's a mod where it visually changes Minecraft into a less blocky and just overall more realistic, right? If you put on shaders and look at the sunset, wow, it really just blows my mind on how majestic the whole scenery is. Yeah, so to wrap this all up, I would like you guys to rate this game out of 10.
I would say 9.5 out of 10. The reason that I gave the game such a high mark is basically about that the game actually brought me a lot of fun, and also brought me friendship, since I have made a few friends by playing this game. For the 0.5 points that I deducted, it's simply because that the game is so fun, but my friends, some people just, they quit it. And also I feel like there are certain points that the game can be changed. For example, going down a cave in mine at the midnight is just pretty scary. But still, overall, I would say that this is a spectacular game to play.
Yeah, Minecraft can sometimes be a horror game, ain't it?
Yeah, definitely.
I would rate 9 out of 10. The reason why I really love the game is because it enhanced the relationship between me and my friends and my relative. So before, I don't usually talk to my friend, although I know her, but then it kind of enhanced the relationship. So we now talk more because of the game Minecraft. And the one point that I deducted is because I feel like there could be more resources, such as plastics and more real life into.
I personally would rate this game a 10 out of 10 because it is just the epitome of simple and fun. You can get into this game for hours and it won't get boring. And with friends, it's even more of a blast because over my whole career of Minecraft, I got to know a lot of new people from all around the world. This game is just meaningful, and then there's something about it that just clicks. Well, after our discussions, I would like to convince you to play this game by showing you the benefits of it. Keep in mind that this is not an advertisement and we're not sponsored in any shape or form. These are just our honest opinions and we hope they'll help you. So, nowadays, video games have just become flashier and more gimmicky. But take it a decade back, 9 years ago, Minecraft was released. Back in the day, the game mechanics are simple and the goal of the game is also clear. That is why sandbox games were so popular at the time. There are little to no limitations and the gameplay experience completely relies on your creativity. Minecraft is no different. It's basic, easy to learn, and have no boundaries. Well, except for of course the build limit is 256 blocks and there is bedrock that you can't destroy and doesn't allow you to go any further. I'm not that good of a persuader, but anyways, you get my point. Some might even say that Minecraft boosts your creativity. With close to 400 unique items, it's more than you can imagine what you can do with those. Briefly going through, there are basic blocks, food, tools, magic items like potions, and my favorite of all, redstone. With blocks, you can build whatever structure you would like. With tools, you can combat mobs. With magic items, you can enchant and empower your tools or buff yourself and debuff your enemy. And what redstone is basically real-life wirings. You can build massive machines. Some of my favorite would be automatic carrot farms, elevators, massive automated storage systems, sensor doors, and even a giant walking robot. Well, if you have the time and skills to do so, which I don't, so I just look up tutorials. Other than that, it's also a perfect socializing platform. You can hop onto the game with your friends, basically chill and build, mine and design, or if you're a little bit mischievous, you can troll in Espanol? The word Spanish in Spanish. Actually, I don't really speak Spanish, well, nor English, because I can't find a good word that rhymes with troll. But anyways, overall, this game offers a wonderful, non-competitive multiplayer gameplay. I mean, you can get competitive, but why would you? And my third point is, it's educational. It teaches children nature and certain important processes. Although it might not be the best representation of the world, it shows the balance in all things like the food chain and the equal importance of resource gathering and management. It can even educate the tiny facts in life. For example, by burning wood you get charcoal, by smelting sand you get glass, if you feed animals they breed, if you jump off a cliff you'll die, and when you sleep in the nether your bed explodes? Yeah, the last one is a bit weird, but nonetheless, Minecraft opens up the creative mind of children and adults alike. So for now, I'll be putting in a clip when I interviewed my friend who is a moderator in a guild that I'm in. Please excuse some of the poor audio quality and there are some keyboard clicking and Minecraft game sound because I was playing with him while I was recording this. So yeah, anyways, let's see what he has to offer us. So Sai, tell me about this. How do you think this Minecraft guild benefits you?
I think actually benefits everybody, not just me, in many ways. Like, because the online community is almost like a smaller version of a virtual community, or like maybe like a small city, or maybe a large friend, almost. Like, I am a guild officer, so to speak, in a guild, in a large server on Minecraft, and we have about 150 members, and I think everybody has grown like quite a close bond together, and everybody just helped each other out. I think it's actually really important, and I think one of the benefits is that we could always support each other, and some people have gone through similar struggles in life. Like, I have a friend who's gone through terrible struggles with her family, with her parents, and she overcome them. She has a method of beating these issues, and she's met similar problems in this little community here, and she's able to provide a solution. She's able to console them, to give them a bit of empathy. And I think that's really important, because not only does a lot of these people in this Minecraft database, this Minecraft community is quite young, maybe ranging from 14, 16, but they don't know how to find a solution. Usually they just get angry, they develop mental problems, and I think having somebody talking, having somebody to relate to you, I think that's actually very, very beneficial for them. And also, I think it's actually a good way to make friends. Just, even though there's always this layer of mistrust in online, because after all, you aren't 100% certain who the other person is. The internet, they're like tricked online. You don't really trust someone, but I feel like there's still bonds to be made. And personally, I've made a lot of very close friends. And I don't call them friends, but definitely people I talk to on a daily basis. And I think their experiences helped me grow as a person and learn more about their culture and they mine, as we come from all over the world, from Canada to the USA, Britain, Hong Kong, Malaysia, Australia. There's friends all over this, and all in this small community, we can find our laptops and computers. That, I think, is one of the important points and one of the biggest benefits of having a Minecraft guild or something within a Minecraft community.
So, why did you originally join this guild, and did the results turn out different?
I already came here to, be more competitive, be more active, get online a bit more, and then I actually find people I'm, friends with, I'm compatible with. So, they're pretty good. I'm pretty happy and having this community together. We all I know it wasn't supposed, normally people aren't supposed to be this close that easily, but I think like a lot of these people really come from like similar paths. Like a lot of them try use like Minecraft as a getaway for like their usual day life, and like they find like a sort of relief here. Like because like there's similar people. I mean, of course, everybody branches out, and we've gone through ups and downs. You know, like because like online, there's always this like this shade of like uncertainty to it, because you don't know who what's going to happen, who the person actually is. How the person is, even like a like everything lies so easily online, but we strangely trust each other so bad, like so much, and like we know who each other are. Person good, we like FaceTime and shit, like do group calls, and plan a lot of dumb stuff. So like really communal within like this community. Like you grow communities within communities, and I think it's really important because again, online just brings a perspective of uncertainty, but also brings a like a small slimmer chance of like hope that it can make friends anywhere, because the internet has no boundaries. So yeah, like you make people, like I made friends, I don't exactly call them friends, but I call people I talk to a lot, but like they're all the way in America, they're all the way in Malaysia, really I'm Canada. They're from all these like nice weird places, and that but still like we manage to like learn about each other's cultures and understand each other better, and that's I think that's one of the main benefits of being able to grow this community.
Wow.
And also yeah, that's like a really serious answer.
Yeah, that was amazing. I was actually touched by most of the points there. You're saying I'm serious. You're saying that it's like how a getaway to your life, like kind of what this community, it's just like a better society, isn't it? It's just like,
yeah,
it's just a getaway to life. That's some special point that I've never no one actually offered me that perspective. Thank you, Sai, for joining us and enlightening us. But not every community within Minecraft is always that ideal and great. Now, I'm also obligated to show you some of the possible negatives about Minecraft. Since that there are lots of free servers online, children are easily going to fall into an inappropriate community. Because Minecraft is a game with no official administrators, it often relies on the player's goodwill to not harm others. And since that Minecraft is a social game, there also could be cyberbullying or internet scams going on. It is important to be able to filter information not just in Minecraft, but also online in general. And finally, Minecraft is addictive as part of the nature of the game. Without self-control, it is possible that one falls into the rabbit hole of too much mining and crafting. So is there a perfect game? Thank you for tuning in for our episode on Minecraft. You can check us out on our website for more about this game on the blog page. You can follow us on social media to stay updated to the news. Once again, thank you for listening, and until next time, game on.